Tom Tan Wong, one is from Singapore. Zhu Yangjie. Yeah, Zhu Yangjie, she is, other one is from Singapore. Zhu Yangjie. Yeah, 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 yeah. Ni, ani nga zun zinda kali ngo tsugi. Sibu kogu dwe.
Sibu kogu dwe.
Yeah, yeah. Ani nga zun zinda kali ngo tsugi.
Lasso.
Okay, good afternoon. Everybody, okay? Everybody looks tired, no? No tired, yeah? Tired, no tired? Okay, now everybody start to be fresh. Wake up. Okay, we're gonna start, so maybe this is second class of Tenet. Third, yeah? Two already? Wow, it's third. Okay, then actually Tenet class, before I already mentioned that Tenet, you know, I already explained source of Tenet, yeah, source of Tenet, and what does Tenet mean? Okay, what is advantage of learning Tenet, and what is advantage of learning Tenet, and what is disadvantage of not learning Tenet? Yeah. This all kind of, this usually when you start to teach, you have to really kind of this plan or this kind of purpose in your mind to learn, to start to learn something. Do you know what I mean? Yeah? So, advantage of learning Tenet and disadvantage of learning Tenet. It's very, yeah, disadvantage of not learning Tenet, yeah? This is very, very important to start whatever you learn. Even you start to learn Lauren, even you start to learn or study Tantra or Sutra, you have to purpose. You have to know advantage or disadvantage. Also, you have to know, or can I apply in, is really, if I study, can I apply in my life? Can I use in my life? You know? But actually, it's learning, listening, teaching from the teacher is good for imprint within your mind for the future. You know? In the future. But future, we're not sure. You know? We're going to have good imprint of teaching within our mind. Whether good imprint of teaching in within our mind or not, we're not sure. No? You sure right now? You sure you're this life? You sure what you can in your life? You know? That's why you have to learn. Anyway, you can listen many kinds of teaching, but to really listen and try to apply, try to use in your life. You know? Just like if you buy a very expensive house, if you don't use, then what? Yeah, you waste your money, you know? Just like this, you go to teaching everywhere, okay? You go to teach in India, everywhere, spend lots of money. You go there, come back empty, go there empty, then waste money. You know? You spend money, you spend time, you have to apply, you have to use. You have to use what, which thing is really appropriate for you. You know? Which thing's appropriate for you. When you lift something, you know? When you lift up something, you try to lift up which things you can lift. Do you know what I mean? You know? Just like this, you learn Dharma. Which one you can apply? Which one can you use? Which one is really appropriate for you. This is kind of learning, way to learn Dharma. Yeah. Anyway, this is study, tenet, learning. Tenet is really, because usually we say, based on, usually there are, in Buddhist, there are two, three kinds of terms, base, path, then result. Those tenets really based on three kind of those three categories. Do you know what I mean, yeah? Base. Base means we are talking about true truth. Yeah? Path means, then we say method and wisdom. Path, yeah? Result means, result, we are talking about two bodies. Yeah. Yeah, truth body and kind of truth body and emanation from body, yeah? Longku, chukku, longku, zra, emanation body. Yeah, this is kind of result. Yeah? Those are result. When you really practice kind of those three categories, just I mentioned that base, path, result, is really, you have to really study on tenet. If you don't study tenet, it's very difficult to understand those kind of those three categories. Okay? Okay, then first, I just mentioned that tenet is really like map. Tenet like map. Tenet is kind of really, its tenet is based on Buddhist view, different views. Different views means kind of tenets, kind of like map. You know? If you want to, I just mentioned, if you want to go somewhere, you have to know how to use math, and then you can get there. Just like tenet, you have to know kind of all different teachers, different masters' view. If you don't know different those view, when you get in tantra, then when you get in a sutra, then you confuse, you mix together. You know, its tenets is a kind of tenet is kind of just like map, how to get in there. It's really get in there. How do you get in there? It's kind of, tenet is also talking about different views. Okay, different views. Here, in Tibetan Buddhism, we just started, there are four different tenets, yeah? First, we say, Webashika. Then we say, Sutra. Then we say, Mind Only School, Siddha Mantra. Then we say, Middle Way School, yeah? This kind of sequence of those four tenets, is for, is kind of, what is it? Is level of easy, what is it? Level of, is kind of progressive. First, Webashika is easier than Webashika's idea. Webashika's viewpoint of Webashika is easier than Sutra. Then Sutra's viewpoint is easier than Mind Only School. Mind Only School, then viewpoint of Mind Only School is easier than Middle School. So first you get in Sutra and Mind Only School, you have to kind of try to get idea. First, just like example, in Webashika, we talking about two truth, yeah? Two truth. Then Webashika, the way of explain two truth, Webashika is easier than Sutra. Then go, Sutra is easier than Mind Only School. Mind Only School easier than Middle School. This kind of purpose is kind of understanding the emptiness. You know, we always talk about emptiness. You know, emptiness is not easy. It's very hard. It's not easy. First, you have to know idea how. First, you have to get method of learning emptiness, method of understanding emptiness. You know, when you try to get method of understanding emptiness, you have to start from base, from Webashika, Sutra, Tantra. If you learn kind of those process, you will get really idea about emptiness. Usually we talk about emptiness. It's not really, we just talk about just name. If you go deep, emptiness, really meaning of emptiness, nature of emptiness, base of emptiness. Emptiness doesn't mean just like name of space, no. Emptiness always based on conventional truth. Conventional truth and emptiness, yeah? It's conventional truth, usually we say conventional truth is method of understanding emptiness. You know, emptiness based on conventional truth. Those old terms we have to know from step by step. We have to get idea from step by step learning or learning process of kind of process of those tenets. Kind of sequence of those tenets, yeah? Do you know what I mean? Yeah, this, yeah.
Okay.
어디지? 아니, 다장중에 인지나로 접주도 디스 고도.
아, 거기도 야바레샤.
인지나로 접주도 고도 고사르베.
아, 고사레.
뭐네?
맨날 고사레.
아니, 얘 강투도 접라.
라사.
아니, 얘 접 마투사대야 벽에 나로 디스 아니 아니 이듯이 말해.
라사 다나베.
아장지 디스야 릴렉스 해요.
그러면 제 투시에나.
어, 아장요. Then, also last 10 class, we mentioned that I want to really make clear what is different between person who propounds Buddhist tenets. Do you know what I mean? Yeah? Person who propounds Buddhist tenet and Buddhist. What is different? What is different between person who propounds Buddhist tenet and Buddhist. Yeah. This is our first class, you know. Actually, we have to know. I'm Buddhist. I'm Buddhist, yeah? What does Buddhist mean? What is different between Buddhist and person who propound Buddhist tenet? Yeah, it's different, yeah? Usually, person who propound Buddhist tenets is necessary to be Buddhist. Buddhist is not necessary to be person who propound Buddhist tenet. Yeah? Buddhist, first what does Buddhist mean? We are Buddhist, yeah? You always say, I am Buddhist. I am Buddhist practitioner. I am Buddhist. You are Hindu. You are Muslim. You are Catholic, you know. If you ask why are you Catholic, they're going to explain why we are Catholic. Then if they ask you, are you Buddhist? Yeah, how? And how are you going to explain? Because we are Buddhist, we go to temple, we have Buddha, we go to see Buddha and do prostration. Does it mean Buddhist? No. It doesn't mean Buddhist, yeah? Buddhist means person who really go to refuge to three jewel from the depth of heart. That means Buddhist. Yeah? Person who goes to refuge to Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha from the depth of heart. That we call Buddhist. Yeah? When you really go to refuge, Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, yeah? Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, I already mentioned that you have to know qualities of Buddha, Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, yeah? Qualities, those all qualities. If you don't know qualities, it's very difficult to believe or really difficult to respect to them from your heart. If you know their quality, then you respect to them from your heart, you know? Just like if you just like, maybe it's example, Dalai Lama, everybody respect to him from bottom of your heart. Why? Because you know his quality. Yeah? But here we say, oh, Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha. Why we don't go respect Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha from bottom of your heart? Because we are really not sure those three qualities. Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha qualities, yeah? Each Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha has eight qualities, okay? Yeah, Buddha, Dhamma, but you make sure what does Buddha mean? What does Dhamma mean? What does Sangha mean, yeah? I mentioned that, yeah? Buddha means who already awake from ignorance and already gain good qualities. That we say Buddha. Dhamma means? Dhamma, does Dhamma mean this book? What does Dhamma mean? Those teaching books? All of them Dhamma. Yeah, Dhamma means it doesn't mean kind of book, you know. All doesn't mean Buddha's teaching. Dhamma doesn't mean. Yeah, Buddha means, Dharma means we say truth of path and truth of cessation. That's what we call Dhamma. Main point of Buddha's teaching, expression of Buddha's teaching, that we call Dhamma. Okay? Sangha means who you already get in stage of path of sin, path of meditation, path of normal learning, that we call Sangha. Yeah? Yeah, actually, because I just always like force you to, you have to know, you have to learn, just like, always like force, you know? Just like always force you to, or you have to know, you have to learn, you know? But usually this is kind of basic, you know? You are all are kind of, what we say, old Dhamma student. It doesn't mean you are old age. Old Dhamma student. But you are young age. But old Dhamma student, you know? Old Dhamma student, you already start to learn Dhamma. Or if you already start to learn Dhamma, you have to know, really make sure basic. Basic. Make sure basic. You have to know those basic. Yeah? Even you have to know, you have to know you are Buddhist, okay? How am I Buddhist, okay? Then we say Buddhist tenet, yeah? Now I say different between Buddhist tenet and Buddhist. Yeah? Person who propound Buddhist tenet and Buddhist. Yeah? We are Buddhist. We are not person who propound Buddhist tenet. Why we are not a person who propound Buddhist tenet? Why? Yeah, because we really doesn't follow the Buddhist by reason of other master's view. You know? Also, we are really not sure four seals. Four Buddhist seals, yeah? Seals of Dhamma, yeah? Tawakata shajaji kalora janji.
Yeah, four seals of Buddhism.
Yeah, four seals of Buddhism. We are not sure, you know? Four seals of Buddhism. What are four Buddhism? This is really Buddhist view. Four seals of Buddhism. Four seals of Buddhism, yeah? What are four seals of Buddhism? Yeah, dushe tanchi madaba, yeah? All, yeah, good. You see, this is good. Yeah, all compounding phenomena are impermanent. Then all contaminated are miserable. Sajetanji, chudanji, donji, all phenomena are empty. Empty or emptiness, yeah? Chudanji, donji, dameba. All phenomena are selflessnesses. Usually selflessness has two kind of selflessnesses, yeah? Yeah, this is, I just go like, explain to you kind of surface. It's no teaching like monk, okay? If you really didn't get idea, you ask question. We don't have to finish this very fast, you know? Main point is we have to learn. My teaching is, I always say, have to learn. You know? It's no kind of teaching that give you bliss. No, my teaching is you have to learn. Yeah, I want you to learn, you know. I want you to get some idea from my teaching. Okay? If you learn and my teaching and if you get idea, that is my bliss. You know? If you learn something from my teaching and God get idea, and then this is bliss from teacher. Yeah? Real bliss. Bliss doesn't mean give you kind of leftover food or something. It's no. It just, this bless is my, if you get my idea, teaching idea, that is my bless. Your teacher's bless. Yeah? Okay, so this here, I just give you idea, this difference between Buddhist and person who profound Buddhist tenet. Yeah. Then also, what is Buddhist view? You have to view, yeah? Buddhist view. What is Buddhist? There are four kind of seals of Dharma. Four kind of seals of Dharma is Buddhist view. Yeah. Thank you. Okay. Is very clear? You have some question or idea about Buddhists and Buddhist tenet? If you have some idea, you can share, you know. If you have some question, if you have some doubt. I really want to make sure what does Buddhist mean, eh? Buddhist means person who goes to refuge three jewel. As I want to, you know, those three jewel, three refuge. When I be here, when I will be here in the center, in the future, I want to do something from basic start. Maybe we're going to do retreat or something for the Ngondo preliminary kind of recite refuge. Maybe refuge retreat, you know? Then we do some Tara retreat, kind of basic, you know, which one appropriate for you. That's why before we do something, you have to make sure those are three jewels. You have to learn, read, book, you know? Not only read, you have to know how to use when you recite kind of refuge verse. You know? Then we can do slowly start to do. Then we do kind of preliminary retreat, kind of about three jewels, then money, those all base, you know? We do something. That's why I teach we study from base or kind of try to get idea. Strong foundation. Actually, you have foundation. I want to your foundation. I want to be your foundation will be very stable. Your foundation is still not stable, you know. I want to be stable. Yeah. Okay, that's it. Then here, then now we Webashika, you know. Webashika, you don't have any question, yeah? Yeah. Yeah, Sangha usually, Sangha is who already get in state of, who already get in state of path of sin.
Oh.
Path of sin, you know? Usually we have five paths, yeah? Path of accumulation merit, path of preparation, path of sin, path of meditation, path of normal learning, path of sin. Path of sin. Sin means see emptiness directly. That means they call sin. See emptiness directly or see selflessness or person directly. That we call path of sin. When you get stage of path of sin, then you are you already become Sangha. Actually, usually we say, oh, nga tsuki aja nje genden jilaya, charangi ane genden jilaya, ane nga tsuki genden kuncho gindeshi ja chores, ane sanje gi sumbi chu podo dutsuaya, chu kuncho gindeshi ja chores, nanju du sungur mado, chu kuncho resen logo mares.
Yeah, so we have this way of explaining a certain practice, right, in which if you see four members of, you know, the Sangha, the ordained Sangha, right, then you generate the recognition that, you know, they are the Sangha, right? And also when you see Dharma scriptures, right, you generate the recognition that, you know, those are the Dharma jewel. But in reality, I, you know, simply four ordained members, you know, are not the, you know, Sangha jewel. And similarly, the Dharma scriptures that you see are not the actual Dharma jewel.
So we're a different type of Sangha here because we are certainly not at a stage of no more learning. So we're Sangha. But we're not that type of Sangha?
We are?
No, we aren't. So there's two. Yeah, so
yeah, usually there are actually Sangha. There are many Sangha, you know. Usually
so
Buddha is Sangha. Buddha is a kind of Buddha. Then, or person who already get in the stage of path of sin, person who get in stage or path of meditation, person who get in stage or path of normal learning, even we say ahart, ahart, yeah? Ahart or our sangha. Sangha. Sangha means, yeah, who has, who possess what we say, truth of path.
But the people here today, we're not that type of sangha.
Yeah, we're not that type of sangha, yeah.
Right.
Even we say, Genjangju, Kenzu Romuji, we are four, we are not, usually we call it a kind of sangha, Gendun. Depending, we say Gendun. Usually we say Gendun has, this sangha has, there are two types of sangha, you know. According to the Parijana Mita, there's conventional sangha and ultimate sangha. We are kind of conventional sangha, maybe, yeah. It's two types of sangha, you know. It's, yeah, it means usually three, four monks we call sangha. It means four monks can give kind of, can give vow to other monks. Kind of monk's vow, bhikshu or something, you know. That's what they call sangha. They can do something. That means sangha. Yeah, group of sangha. This is term of sangha. It's not real sangha what we say within object of three jewel. It's not sangha. Yeah? Monks, you can generate recognition of sangha. Yeah? Yeah, that's you, yeah.
A long time. They call those of us that come and practice Buddhism sangha. There's also a misunderstanding and a misconception here in the West that when you say you're a Buddhist, you're automatically enlightened. People here in the West put labels on everything, and they elevate it to such a point where you can't even get there.
Yeah.
So there's a complete gross misunderstanding in the West compared to in the East. And I think that needs to be addressed when we're in teaching, because here in the West, we've been conditioned to believe things that are not true.
Okay. We see. That's what we learn, you know. We learn kind of idea of emptiness. Before you get idea of emptiness, you have to really learn those tenets. It's slowly by slowly. Yeah? emptiness. Before in my class, we teach emptiness, do you know? Emptiness is really opposite of. Ngatsuki, takanda, ngatsuki danzen lajor, danzen. Danzen yi, yud, danzen se de dat tuba, ngarasula takanda, bena, ngatsuki nyumo mariva, ignorance. Ngarasula ya mandi, mata batamchi chinge karesana, nyumo mariba tusu tsawa, ani nyumo mariba de reyes. Ra, nyumo mariba ye, nyumo mariba korang yud karesula de samale, kansagi da. O dig locho de emptiness ye, ta emptiness hakoba ina, ani ngatsogi hakoba ina, ani ngatsogi nyumo tusum. Ani dig tsawa maribalaya khati cha tu ores. Kesi emptiness ha bhagoba ina tila khati cha tu maris. Emptiness ha kongi ki sheba di ani ngazo nyumu dusungi khati ani dig nyebu di odo cha ores. Dinsa emptiness la jaya dres. Maransu ki kan jula ya danze nyumu mariba tanche meba zoyala nyebar di ani dusungi tsawa nyumu mariba di sama meba zoyala ngazo nyebar di emptiness ha kogo res. The hama go by now, and you move to the saw me was a 2 year maris.
Hello.
rimshay kogi duwa
kogdo wa ja ja
ah yeah so we need to understand emptiness because the understanding of emptiness serves as the antidote to all our afflictions. Now when we examine the afflictions, right, the three poisons, we see that they have their root in ignorance, right? And the principal form of ignorance is called self-grasping, right? So this is basically a conception of the self of persons, right? So in order to counteract this self-grasping, right, we need to realize the opposite, right? We need to understand emptiness, right? So through this understanding of emptiness, we'll be able to counteract the three poisons, all the disturbing emotions or our afflictions, right? So in this way, we'll be able to destroy the root of all these afflictions, which is ignorance, which is the self-grasping mind, right? So that is the point of understanding emptiness, right? Because without an understanding of emptiness, we will not be able to destroy our mental afflictions.
Audrey's, yeah, this good question, yeah. Da ani, da ajanji, da nga so ye, da kazan, cheda mawa yi tuta, kana this leader. Da cheda mawa yi tuta de, kazan nga so ye, cheda mawa singe de ye, da tsini do che bay na, ko randi mundu chi, shidun dendu nundu bi, timye chi tuta ma yi kansas, ra? Da chidan yin dene ma, chonan son yang chi mangbu chi xie de yun ngon yon cha wun rie sangwe de yin ya dan dene ma rang ri da dun mangbu chi xie de ya de dangmo ngana zi la ya adi ya ngana zi adi ya ra ya ki ra da ton ni da nye kong de shiwa na je ki ji denba ni lang tep xie ni debu ku ni la ya jo ra o tutsu la ya ngan zong ki adi ya ji la ya sebu cha ya ki ya bu ha kwa ya ki o tenda la ya ngan zi de xie wo res 是吧 Oh, dan do deba do kon da yimdu. Oh, sen samba in the deji lawudu. Ani tama uma ba in the deji lawudu. Ta kanda ngaso adi raya gi. Ti kole ya. Kanda demba ni shi ba ina kar shi ba ina ya. Tomba ni dusu kole ya. Adi ya. Ya pa koya gi. Tanda le ngaso tambu jine rapa ni ya. Ani lel habu to ni ya to sin deji to jaga de dres. Dan dene na tambu seni na lo rangri. Ani mundu. Rari mundi da ganda ngazo ye rari singe de da do de ba da sen sa ba uma ba du zugi uma ba du zugi da ganda zo ba yuna me na jer da ganda rari singe de ra ani da shidun dendu rari mundi shidun dendu de la sa shidun la du zamba la ya ani ngaran zo ye shidun singe de chidang gi deshi jebde mangbu yore de shidun la du zamba la ya Ta nga su ki, ku su ki, tambu ni ya, chita mawa ki, shi undu sambala ya, shi ki ngubu, ndushie ki chu, sinam mundu, zambuli ya chata sinam mundu, ndushie ki chu, shi ngubu tu su ya, tutan shi korda, shi dun sila du sambala ya, kandaya tukur sila du sambala ya, shi dun sila du sambala ya, chita mawa ki, shi ki ngubu, pe na ngarang su chu tsunda uji pe jaba ina, Di Jozitian, to ya the Kandajil tenet to what Lodi Sambalea, the Mambu tenet, the Mambu, the Chichu Mambu dubalatene ya to what is Tambone dodo jiko two shots on in a maris, the Chichu Mambu in dubalatene koya two days, the cause of two down the Mambu shore, Nanjo Hazogeta, number down, Sandiba the Zoe Science Conference, India Nalo the Chegdo. Kuzu di kuala ya, tuidu pe che kuala. Ngazu ki shidun se di kuala ya. Ngazu ki shi ki ane kanta ngobu tuzu ya, tuidang ki kuala ya. Ta ngazu nambian rao, chira mawa tuzu ko tuidang de pe, ngazu du chuchu mambu ya tsoba la tene ko, ane dende ya tuba re la ya jo ra, kuzu shidun se lor da. question dus lo da rani mundus dan di na lo dentu slo da ta dentu slo ya di na lo le do dentu slo do samale ma tu cheta mo in de chi jap na che bai na dentu slo ya de pe ma si le la wo ta ti dentu se ti thani cheta mo gi lab de gi dentu slo ya ji ma tu ta jemba la ma a o ma pa da tu zu kan la ma do ina bombani gaja cha wor da kan da toni la deshi ti kan le wor da toni singi de deshi thashu demba tu da ma tu se ti kan la deshi le wor tan de den tu se lo de sambale le la bu du karsna den tu se lo de sambale chu tham chi demba tu ba res chu tham chi yo ba de demba res ko yo cha de demba res pe na nga su pen da wa ja ba ina michi pen sindi e ko la chin su lo ba ina ko chin ba de demba res chin ba de demba mari la ba ina ko ma chin ba chan ro ra ko chin sa ra chin ba demba res o tu na ji ko tu sa de tu sa res ko demba res o tu na ji ko le la bu ndo ji to ne de si ja u da che ta ma yi kon do su lo du zam ba le kon do de demba res kon do sa ba ra ko chin su lo ba ina ko chin ba de demba res ko chimba de yori chimba de demba mari bala baina mas opposite cha zo din za nga zo gi na ji de demba zlo de sambale ya in ji gi chi na lo le truth se na mundu true true led o tun ro jir da kan da truth led ta di truth led di truth led true led ma tong ba ni kan la ya ma o ma ba du zo kan la ma kin ro du ani wa wa la man ro du sambale ko
So with this, let us turn to our text, and we are looking at the tenets of the Great Exposition School. First, let us examine the definition of a proponent of the Great Exposition. Right, so the definition of a proponent of the Great Exposition is a person propounding lesser vehicle tenets who does not assert self-knowers but does assert truly established external objects. Right, so at the beginning, you may find these technical definitions rather confusing. But what we need to do at this point, right, is to get a brief explanation, right, and then, you know, form a rough idea of what the various technical terms in the definition mean, right? Then that would form the basis for us to build a detailed understanding in the future. Right, so first of all, right, you see this term self-knower, right? So this, you know, is a technical term, and you know much can be said about it. Right, because you know this term is interpreted right differently by the various schools. Right, so what we need to do at this point really is just to form a rough idea right, of what it means. Right, and as I mentioned previously, what you need to do right is first you know have understanding and understanding of the structure, right, of you know the base, right, which is you know the two truths, path, method and wisdom, right, and the result, right, which is the truth body and the form body, right. So, right. So by first getting a rough idea of what the Great Exposition School is saying. Right, then when we study the next system, right, which is the Sautrantika system or the Sutra school, right, then we'll be able to appreciate how the Vaibhashika or the Great Exposition School is different from the Sautrantika or the Sutra school. And then we realize, oh, so the Sutra school is like that, right? Well, you know, the Great Exposition is like this, and so on, right? And likewise, when we move on to the third school, which is the mind-only school or the Chittamatra school, we're able to appreciate how it is different from the previous schools and what the system actually asserts, Right? And then finally, when we get to the fourth school, the middle way school, we're able to appreciate its distinctions, right? And understand their assertions. We're really trying to just get a brief idea, right, of the terms in the definition so that we can have the basis for a detailed understanding in the future. Right, and the next technical term that you see, right, is external objects, right? So this comes at the end of the definition, right? And different schools, again, you know, have different ways of interpreting what this term means. Now, to put it, you know, in a simple way, right, you should understand that in this school, the Great Exposition School, they have a certain way of explaining how objects are composed, right? So when we look at, you know, a product, you know, a composed thing, right, according to the school, right, such an object is composed of many minute particles, right? For example, when we look at a table, right, a table is not just, you know, a gross, you know, singularity, right? Rather, right, it is composed of many molecules, many minute particles, right? And this kind of, you know, explanation, right, you know, is discussed, you know, in great depths, you know, at, you know, conferences, right, you know, science, you know, meetings and so on in India, for example, right? And so here, basically, in this school, right, we're saying that, you know, these external objects, right, then are composed, you know, of many minute particles, right? And here, the school asserts truly established external objects. Now, what does this term truly established mean? Right, so again, you know, there are, you know, different ways, you know, of explaining this very complex term according to the various schools, right? But to put it in a way that is easy for you to understand, right, true existence or true establishment, right, is basically the object you want to negate, right, when establishing emptiness. Right, so it is the object of negation of emptiness. Right, so in general, right, if you know something is true, right, then it exists. Right, so to give you an example, I you know, if it is true that I went to San Diego, right, San Diego, right, then this means that I actually went there. Right, so if it is not true that I went to San Diego, right, then I did not go there, right? So truly established, right, has that kind of connotation of something being real or true, right? So if something is true, then it exists, right? If something is not true, then it does not exist, right? So that's a brief explanation of the terms you see in this definition.
Are you confused? Are you confused? No confused. Oh, this is the truth. That's 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 the truth.
So the idea of true establishment is quite straightforward in this school, quite easy to understand. However, what true existence actually means becomes subtler and subtler, right, as you move up the tenet systems. Right, so this is actually the object of negation when one is trying to prove emptiness.
Oh, the jira. Ta kazo ngazo rangri mundu seyedin desi jabsara da. Kazo jabsara. Rangri mundu sloza. Rangri. Rangri mundu slade chang ngo ma ngaz lori ye zna na lo la rangri ye az sin ji yo ra zen nam se de rangri ta chang ngaz rangri slade zamba le ya 다디기 타니드즈 라리 슬라드 잠발야 초랑스 가르시에게 예나 상상지야 드팅다야 아디에 고르다 나서 가르진 다던디기 털신로디 털론로디 가르시에 슬라드 잠발야 지당기 시바시 운드 잠발야 나라서 유 똥바니 공조 덴바 두조 하고야 된다래 나서 유 시바신 시오다 간다 유 시오 유 하고서 지당 시바시에디 다트니네 간다 시바시에디 드니네 조조 랑톱시니 라야지도 디 랑가드는 로에 계절에 다 간다 그러 디 랑가 들라연 로발라 나서 간다 유그네츠도 하고고라 유그네츠디 슈로 유드도 하고라 디인자 유 슈로기 유하고야게 된다래야 다 간다 나서 시바도 시고르다 다 라리 싱이드 가르치는 시고르스 다 저나서 아디노 라리스라도 잠발에 오, 다 슈로기 유하 공익이 시바지 가서 세기 여바이나 오, 다 시바드 수하고리 있습니다. 간다 조아디강리 시바드 수하고리 슬러드 잠발에야 랑리 하고리스 다 랑리 슬러드 랑리 슬러드 가르치는 러우 슈바이나 시바 라니 리케이 시바 라니 도케이 시바들에야 랑리 슬러드 Shiva Rani Tokin. Mazu Dun Deshino Hakoza Chidangi Shiva Lod Zambalaya Mazu Shulogi Yuduz Hakong Id Chidangi Shiva and Ojiji Ra Ta Shiva Koran Hakong Idlaya Rangri Singid. Okay, the Lagores. Then Di Nalule Rangri Slow to Zambalaya Ta Chidamoi Rangri Sin Mundu Loda Ta Oma Tenjuagi Rangri Mundus Loda ता यहाँ टूटा सेंसर बंद दो देवत जो रानी से खेलने वाल ता कुछ जो जबान वो नेंगा काठूर से लोड जमा ले रानी से लोड दो रानी से लोड जमा ले ठीक दशी कहाँ ले इंजीक नालो सेफ नोवर्स लोड जमा ले सेफ नोवर्स लोड जमा ले कुछ घर सोम बंग से लोड जमा ले शिवा कोरंग की कोरंग री बंद हो ची सोनू कोवर तुम्हारे rang ris lo de zambale sheba koran rikengi sheba jenji nyongkengi sheba jenji otle rang ris la gores ta jeda mawa gi rang ri mundu sla de ka tugul sla de zambale do debe gi cheni ja de rang ri sla de chrang gi sheba re du rang ri jing de nang pa re du sla ta kan da nang pa ti in sa jeda mawa gi nang pa sing ke le ngo ma re numbers in kele ngo mare sheba tamji nami is lo nami daga naji sheda ma wa jing di ma zo sheba slo do ti thani do ko zo jago mare sheba gi chab de la ko zo chung de slo ur da ta ta ko zo gi she numbers in di ke mle ba call to bar slo do zamba le ya ke si number kele ba ina yuda yuda Eugenie Parulea, number singer, the Tiparule dus, Yuda Eugenie Tiparule dus, Yuda Eugenie Parulea, Pena, Yuda Eugenie Parulea, number Gilebaina, and Eugenie, you two two maris, Carson Tiparule, Kokangi, Obscure, Kachach leg dus, Pena, Nasoye, Kamini. Kamba chichu ni yoba ina, kamba ni baru le ziba joba nanjin, to chag dus. Kamba ni baru le ziba joba ina, pasu suju tomara, dinza, jeta magi, chero nangba singi kelemba ina, yuda yijin ni baru le ziba joba nanjin chag dus. Yuda yijin ni baru ziba joba ina, yijin ki pasu yuda tom tomara, otta nanjin chag dus. Dinza ko nangba kelemba omare, nangba kelemba jisenji, rari kelemba omare. किसी रानी खेलने भाई ना नंबर खेलने को दूर संधा कंधा ओ तलो वर्दा
So let us take a closer look at this idea, you know, of the Vaibhashika school or the Great Exposition school not asserting self-knowers. Now, what is a self-knower? It is basically that which has the aspect of an apprehender. right? That's the definition, right? That which has the aspect of an apprehender. Now, in terms of achieving, you know, the path of liberation, right, the path leading to liberation, we have a method and wisdom, right? So we need to have a good understanding of objects, right? Objects, right? That are the you know, the basis of observation of consciousnesses, right? So when you have a consciousness, right, that consciousness has an object, right? So when we have an object, right, an external object, for example, right, that object can be known by a consciousness, right, by a mind, awareness, right? But who knows the consciousness? Right, so the object is known by the consciousness, right? What or who knows the consciousness? Right, so the answer is a self-knower, right? So a self-knower knows the consciousness knows the object, right? So looking at this term, self-knower, or sometimes also translated as self-cognizer, we understand that, you know, this is basically, you know, a consciousness that knows a consciousness, right? Now the self-knower is accepted, right, by two of the four schools. Right, so this school, Vaibhashika, right, and the higher school, the middle way consequence school, or the Madhyamaka Prasangika school, do not assert self-knowers. Right, but then, you know, when you look at the middle two schools, right, you have the Sautrantika, or the Sutra school, right, and the Chittamatra, the mind-only school. These two schools assert self-knowers, right? So they accept that there are self-knowers, right? So there are debates, right, among these schools, right? And the schools, you know, that refute, you know, the self-knower, right? Basically, the Vaibhashikas, great exposition, right? And this highest branch, right? The of the middle way school. Now, in the great exposition school, right, they say that the self-knower does not exist, right? Because in order to assert, you know, a self-knower, right, basically you have to assert the existence of what is called an aspect, right? Aspect. And for the great exposition school, all consciousnesses are devoid of aspect, right? Right, so instead of saying, you know, aspect, right, they would use a term called concomitance, right, when talking about, you know, the features of consciousness, right, and they refute the existence of aspect, right, because they say that, you know, if you have an aspect, right, then, you know, this will basically serve as, you know, an interface, right, between an object, right, and the consciousness, right? So there is something, right, that blocks, right, the consciousness and prevents it from seeing the object, right? In the same way, you know, if you have a wall, right, between two spaces, right, two houses, right, that wall, right, will prevent you from seeing what's on the other side of the wall, right? So they say that if you assert that a consciousness has an aspect, right, then this aspect will prevent the consciousness from getting access, you know, to the object, right? It's not able to see the object, not able to perceive the object. Right, so for that reason, the great exposition school deny the existence of the aspect, right? And, you know, for that reason, they also deny the existence of a self-knower.
Clear or not clear? Usually, actually, do you know, we have to purpose, what purpose of here I'm talking about, because the nga tsu namba sangji bi chu ding ge kong tu shi ba na jin gi ji den ba ni la thep shi ni de bu kni si zo si zo Namba sanji vi chuyo kanda, tanda dodo na uji na dati na utur, ji denba ni, lan tabshi ni debu ku ni se de. Tikang la janya da ta kanda, tanda dodo na uji na tikang dhwaya da. Ta tikang la dhwaya ki ta nga tabshi na uji, research, idea, sebu chaya ki tanda la ya, ta kanda nga dhishi war da. Dhishi ba la nga sheba ki nrodan shi go re, ani shilo yu ki nedan ki nrodan shi go re, ani अनि शेबा कोरोन हा कोगें कि या शेबा तु सामा इन रोदा दे ता कंदा गा रिसर्च रिसर्च जे बन रोजी रे ता कंदा तन रोजी
अ So in order to understand the Buddhist teachings, you need to have a good understanding of the presentation of the base, the paths, and results, right? In Buddhism, right? So there's a presentation of the two truths being the base, method and wisdom being the path, right? And the two Buddha bodies being the result. Right? So if you are able to form some ideas about basic structure, right? Then we'll be able to do research, you know, into what they really mean, right? So for that reason, right, we need to analyze, right, what objects, what consciousnesses, right? So this is the kind of research we need to engage in.
Good question. This. When you close your eye, what do you see? Her question got it, dear.
Oh, my question is, what if you close your eyes and you're able to see through the wall? So is that still self-knower or what is knowing? No, because Rinpoche gave an example, you know, like with the great exposition school, they're saying they deny the aspect. When there's a wall there, you're not able to see it. But if you close your eye and you're able to see it, then isn't that's like a self-knower? No. It's not imagination, but...
When you close eyes, yin tada rangri khe menes lo du sambale rangri singi khe le mai na rangri singi dile ya nambas lo gu dus namba nambas lo gu dus ge ji namba singi de kanda sheba ji lo ko du di ze namba singi de khe le mai na sheba pe na zu mi gi sheba gi nye ba ju ni gi mi gi sheba gi ba ju chu zu le da ge yo ba yi na ni gi mi gi sheba da chu zu ni ba ru le namba ji le ba yi na Migi sheba da chozu ni baru la ya ziba jile ba nanjengi, batu chiongengi, ziba le ba nanjengi. Ni migi sheba da ni dana chozu ni baru la ziba jile ba ina, ziba jile ba ina, ni migi sheba ki chozu tu tontu goma ra. Otu nanjeng, ni migi sheba da chozu ni baru la namba jile ba ina, ni migi sheba di chozu tontu goma res. Otu cheta mawe dila gorda kezi, kezi chono namba ji kele ba ina, sheba. You have gone a sheba and you gene that you need badule number he won't do. In the number you bad choke do, Lord Dakanda, you told me to check those, Lord.
Right, so what you're saying here is that, you know, if you close your eyes, you can still see what's on the other side of the wall. Right, so that is because you're thinking about the wall. You're not actually directly perceiving the wall. Now, in the Great Exposition School, they deny the existence of a self-knower, right? Because according to them, right, if a self-knower exists, right, then you would need to assert, right, the existence of what is called an aspect of the consciousness, right? And if, you know, an aspect does exist, right, then, you know, it would actually prevent the consciousness from seeing its object,
right? Because, you know, an aspect, you know, is like a wall, right, between the consciousness and its object, right? So, for example, using the eye consciousness, we can see an object. However, right, if a wall, right, is erected, right, between us, right, and, you know, the object, then we will not be able to see the object, right? So if one asserts a self-knower, right, then one would necessarily have to assert an aspect. But the assertion of an aspect actually is a contradiction, right? Because the existence of an aspect will prevent the consciousness from seeing the object.
ओद जेरा ता आज दुने मा अनि छोरा सगे ता चेटा मा दले यवा मंबु जि लेग दुरा अ ता चमा गा सुहा कोया कले खबरे नरा ग याबु हा कुमे दिन जा चमा ता गा सुगी खर्स न चिना गि चेटा मा दले या न्यो ब यु यु जि चेटा मा दा ता कंदा चेटा मा सुम से दो अनि ता गा नाजे गे चिना गि चेटा मा दले या अ गा सुगी चयु दे ब जि चेटा मा चयु दे ब जि अनि चेटा मा अनि देले ब शे बयन चेटा मा दे ब चोबजि सिंग ओ तो जिन मा बुझाय र त दुजु छमा अनि अ चनो सा को तु न या बुरे र त केसि हा को मा तु बयन या त चदा गी त चेटा मा गी सवि दे ब जि दे ब चोजि ओ दने मा बुझि यु दे या दे करस लदु जमले त सुजु गी अ खेमुस न मदु सुजु गी लामस न मदु ओ ती तुजु गी अ dōdāng dāmiān nācū yōba yīnzā dīgī jīndāng dālayā āni dāmiān nācū lēgī yōba yīnzā āni chērā mā māmbū jī wā dīchīn lēbā rēs rā āni dāgā nāzhī yīgī tān dānyē mā chitāng yī chērā mā kōrāng lāyā sācī sūng dā wūshī yīgī dō āni kāchē chērā mā wā jī nī wā yū yū sī lā dī zāmbā dī chērā mā wā dūzū āni chitāng yī dāndā dōdōng dā wūdī tā kāntā jāgā yī lūmbā sūsū sūsū nī yā āni kēpā āni ता युग छने मीता बारे युलु युलु छने युस लदु जंबले मंगद ताकन दोजी दिगि शोले या युस लदु जंबले दोजी दिगि अनि धने गे ने शो जले इजर रा अनि ताकन ता अनि अ अ अ दिगि खाचि छटा मवा जे न्यू ओ बस लदु जंबले न्यम नुसा गे ताकन ता साशो छने ताकन ता छटा मवा दे सुन लो शिग दो ओ तंदे गे साशो देन ने भी kheba dhame nasu jili o kheba dhane mndawa sungdawa jili dhigi jindang ane mndawa sung kheba susulam dhodang mndawa yinzang dhigi jindang mndawa sung leba yinzang o dhne chini anta kanta cheta mawa di sayi deba ji deba chio ji ane tata yug chani ane cheta mawa sung o dhisu yungdang di kheba susugi jindang mndawa yoba nangshigi dhigi jindang ane mndawa dhisu jini leba res dhwa ina ya cheta mawale ya, ane chitangi deba dhane mambu ji dhusi lego res. Leba ina, ta kuzhu shivu ji ki, tangbu to kuzhu mithun bachi, pe zoba shivu jau wara, zoba jab, shisi, ane kuzhu tsutun bacha res lor da kanda. Tun bacha ya de karas ladu sambale ya, samale ya, ji ki, deba, samlu mundao yoba ina ya, samlu mundao kari yoris ladu sambale ya, sanje ki kofan tabale ya. sanje gi koban thobala ya ani koban thobala ya ta khanda thonglam mundawa khanda susula ya thonglam mundawa tawa mundawa samlo mundawa otne yores that the samlo mundawa yoga nanje gi khuzu gi samlo de mong bala ya khanda chiju samlo chiba chabare shi su khuzu su thon ba chabare bezu thon ba chabare yes tu chada karis lo du sambale homa jebu tije gi jebu titi singi jora jebu titi gi ani mite gi nalo la mulang gi nalo la ya ma tsu gi reyu re tu shi re chi chu chi ta nga tsu reyu chi de ani mu mang bu ji la ba ani go sha jo ba ina re yo ra reyu chi de mu mang bu ji la ba go sha jo ba ina mu kang ga le te ba mu kang ga la dang ba ji o de ne son dang ko mulang an de ne mi ba re s mu kangal dhambay na ko zoba yung mara, ko zo nyongda yung mara. Kashi lati, kashi mati na ko zo nyongda yung ura. Dinsa mulang dhambar is, dig me dead. Muna tang tati me dead cars lodu zambalea. Cheta mawagi, Jutan dami naso mambuji. Keba sozugi, Kimbu the lama the lover sozugi, Jinagi, Jutan muna mambuji levaris. She's Kanga Jutta Kanga and Sanjayi, Koban Tobalea, Temba, and Sanjayi, and Kanda. अने कोबन थबले टेम्बस ने मधु अने कंधा सांजे कोबन थबले या टेम्बस ने मधु सांजे कोबन थबले या थबलों ला दुया गे सांजे कोबन थबला थबलों ले या थबी थबलों ले या दुया ले या कंधा अने सामा टेम्बा इंसा जिंजु चाबा इंसा दिग मिडे दे जेबु टीजे मलांता मिडे दे सामा टेम्बा चा चा मिडे दे रेस लोडा कंधा दरडा.
With that, let us move on to the next section of the text. So this is the second section, divisions. Right? So the text says, there are three divisions. Number one, proponents of the Great Exposition from Kashmir. Two, proponents of the Great Exposition from the Western region. And number three, proponents of the Great Exposition from the Central region. So we don't have to pay too much attention to these divisions, but we do need to have a brief idea, right? So there are four primary schools, right, within the Great Exposition School. And if we look at the sub-schools, there are a total of 18 sub-schools within the Great Exposition School. Now, these various sub-schools arise because of different teachers. Right? So, different teachers have slightly different assertions, right? And they have, you know, their own followers. Right? So, because of that, we have the various sub-schools. Now, when you look at the three divisions that are stated in the text, you will realize that these divisions are based on, you know, physical locations, right, such as Kashmir, you know, Western region, Central region, right. So the Central region refers to Bodh Gaya, right. So you know, the Western region, you know, has to do with, you know, region, you know, where, you know, the sun sets, right, the direction where the sun sets. Right, so the three divisions that you see here, right, have to do with you know, physical locations, right, and then you know, the divisions I mentioned earlier, you know, the four primary schools and the 18 sub-schools are basically based on different assertions of different teachers. Right, so in this way, you know, the Great Exposition School is divided into other smaller schools. Here, right, there is, you know, a question as to whether these sub-schools, you know, are, you know, in disharmony or not, right? So, in the beginning, right, there were these fierce, you know, arguments, right, you know, regarding, you know, the doctrine of the Buddha. But eventually, they were able to come to agreement and abide in harmony. Right, and they were able to understand that, you know, even though they have different assertions based on different mentalities, different paths, different views, right, and different dispositions, right, they all have the same goal of attaining liberation, right, and this kind of you know, harmonious state, right, was actually you know, indicated, you know, by a dream, right, of a king, right, called King Quicken, right. So in this dream, right, you know, he saw, you know, various kinds of, you know, signs of the future, right. And in one of these, he saw, you know, 18 people, right, tugging on a small piece of cloth, right. And right, this dream of the cloth, right, actually showed that, right, you know, there would be, you know, like 18 sub-schools, right, of the Buddha's, you know, disciples,
right? You know, but then, you know, the cloth, right, is, you know, it's just a single piece of cloth, right, showing that, you know, even though, right, there is, you know, a dispute, right, all of them, you know, actually have, you know, the same goal, you know, of liberation, right, and, you know, will actually become harmonious.
What time?
What time are you supposed to end?
Here we talk lots of different ideas, you know. I don't want to make confused. It's confusing already. That's why I want to go back and review, read. Go back, don't want to throw here. Just like school. When you come back to school, you do homework, okay? Main point here. Okay, wait. Main point here. I want to you idea, you know. First, what does Buddhist mean? Buddhist tenet, you know. Different Buddhist and Buddhist tenet. You have to think. Okay, then now we Buddhist tenet has kind of four, yeah? Four. We talking about Webashika. What is his idea? Webashika idea. You know, you already get idea why are they talking lots of kind of confusing things, complicating things. You know idea, yeah? Why are they talking about those things? Why? You think it's just... Is just time pass? Is no use? No. You have to get added. They're talking kind of those selfless or what is it? Self-knower. Okay. Then external external establish. Okay. Then kind of those things. Why are they talking? It's kind of method to. Okay, anyway, kind of method to understand emptiness. You know? Because in Buddhism, here, you know, lots of, we're talking about kind of lost thing or easiest. We say, oh, this table is easiest. Emptiness doesn't mean you say just easiest. You have to find, you have to search, you have to research. How does it easiest? You have to analyze. Emptiness doesn't mean you just say empty. No. You know, analyze, you know. That's why here we're talking about kind of different things. Easiest, established, compounding phenomena, kind of lots of different terms, you know. Those all different terms, why they talk about different terms is for searching, for us to research about how to exist. We have to do research how to exist. That's why they're talking. Research about how to exist. Talking about how to exist is kind of method to understand emptiness. You know? Even I just mentioned Buddhism is based on three categories, yeah? What are three categories? Base, path, and reason. What are base? Two truth, you know? Path? Wisdom method, you know? Reason? Two bodies, yeah? They are talking a lot of kind of different complicating things here, you know? This kind of method to get in those, get method in those three different categories, idea or understand or identify. Is there? That's why you think all other things complicated. No, it's this kind of matter, you know. First, I have to give an idea, you know. Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Question? Before anybody asks a question, please raise your hand. I'll give you the microphone. Thank you.
Your question, self-knower?
Yes, I'm confusing. What does self-knowing mean?
Yeah, here it is Webashiga denied self-knower, you know? Self-knower. They deny, you know? How do they deny self-knower? Self-knower means self means consciousness. Knower means consciousness. Which consciousness? Understand consciousness. Kanda self slodu zambalaya sheba jera. Knower slodu zambalaya sheba dha kokengi sheba jilaya. Sheba rani ha kokengi sheba jilaya. Self knower slover da kanda. Self slodu zambalaya sheba rani che. Knower slodu zambalaya sheba rani. Ha kokengi shibachi tilai rangri silor da kanda.
So to put briefly what the meaning of self-knower is, right? When you look at the term self, right, you should understand this to mean consciousness, right? So knower, right, is, you know, the consciousness that knows you know, the consciousness, right? So then you have a consciousness knowing a consciousness, right? So for that reason, right, it is called a self-knower, right? Because the self refers to the consciousness, and the knower is, you know, the agent, right, that actually knows the consciousness, right? So self-knower is a consciousness that knows a consciousness.
Clear, yeah? Yeah, self-knower means consciousness that knows consciousness. Consciousness is conscious, just consciousness is which one understands external object. Self-knower means which one understand internal. It's just like a term, you know. First you get idea, then when you go next class, you get more idea about this, you know. Okay. That the nina ngazugi chida mawa dilaya ani dashi nod. That is the samamugu. Chetan shinzu chimu ki jisun rangi dhile kanda chetan maa slavudu. Chetan ki chetan maa slavudu zambale, chetan shinzu chimu slavudu zambale. Ani sanje dhaja dhomba ku nyangilin debi jisu, ani papa nyebe la soba. Papa nyebe la soba, drachamba ngajagi. Chitendu ko nyamru chene. Ani nzi shangi, tinji dhile ya, chetan shinzu chimu osu. Ra? Di, chetan shinzu chimu siyede, drachamba nyangilin debi jisu, She's ani janagi ani yigin su bugid ani lama lozan sanje na garin ji lobudu o digi ani su ji shangi de la kan da sheta xin zu qin bu su da digi ani tianju digi tianju tiam zang ba bu di ji sun zang ye de la sheta ma wa sin han de xie ba ji jie ma zong gen di na sheta ma wa si sheta xie de kan da da ga na ji du sun ze ji sheta ma wa yi de jeda mawas ra ma zo gi jina bo ge na lo le jina son ba mai ta ni yo le jina yin ji na lo le ka re great expositions lo ja ra jeda ma le great exposition okay in english term is kind of is if I'm wrong because is a little bit different like Tibetan because Jeta Mawa is Tibetan really kind of particular. Mawa means say particular. Expression, particular expression like this. Rajanji. If you think in English term, Tibetan term really translate to English, just like particular expression. Expression means say. Particular means kind of particular things, yeah, specific things. That means they say jeda means is kind of three times, you know, future, past, now. Three times. They assert three times, particular, you know, specific, three times. Three times are part of substance. Part of substance is three times are exist. They do debate, you know, because usually sutra, they don't believe three times are exist. No. They say future and past doesn't exist. But future and past exist based on something. General future and past doesn't exist. But if future and past based on something, then exist. You know, sutra say like this. Sutra. Here in Vaibhashika, he say general three times. Future, past, and yeah, those exist. He say exist. Now you think, how exist, you know? He say doesn't exist. Other school say exist, you know? These all are, you think, because these are kind of, those all are kind of part of middle way school. Ngazu kani ji yo, kani ji, oma ge nalo le ya. Kani ji ge nalo le ya, kanta ngazu rangri ndu, mndu le ya jora. Ani oma tenju wa ki kani ji ge nalo de le yo, da kundu kani, juta kani, nenga di nalo le yo, da kanta. Ngarangzu ba leo shana le labo da udo. Da kanta kanta ma leo shana le labo, ina kani di nalo le yo, da kanta ngazu rangri ndogri, rangri ndogu maare le ya jora, kanir. Tuta kangai kanir. Ani tusum lajora, tusum deba mongba tata was yu na mi lajora, kanir. Tanda su sama kanir the kanda, mongbu jikar shiva ina, pursa de ji demba ni. Konzo demba ngazuki, tomba ni singed, konzo demba ting in jogore, tomba ni singed, ji konzo demba ting in jogoba inza, tambu, tomba ni sebala, konzo demba gi. Kunzo bichu, shi ngobu zu kande, ndu hazu tseju che gora. Shi ngobu zu tseju che ne. Ani yabu cha kozana, di kan lai, oh, tomba ni ndere cha zan, hazu tomba ni di kan ten la pao gora. Ta kanda tabshi dende yu ton, hazu dushi gora da. Oh, dende yes.
Yep, so let us read the third section in the text, the etymology. Why are they called proponents of particulars? They are called such because they propound tenets through following Vasumitra's great exposition of particulars, or alternatively, they are called proponents of particulars because they propound the three times to be particular particulars or instances of substances. All right, so the first explanation says that they follow the great exposition of particulars. Right. So what is this text here? Right. So this is a text that was compiled, you know, after the Buddha passed away. So at you know the councils, right? You know where you know arhats, you know 500 arhats, you know gather. Compile the Buddha's teachings. There were arhats such as Upali and so on. There was a text that was composed, right? And this text is called the Great Exposition of Particulars. Right? So this text was later translated from the Indian language into the Tibetan language, right? brought, you know, to Tibet. So it is known as the Great Exposition of Particulars. Right. So, right. So those who propound tenets through following this text is called the are called the proponents of particulars, or the proponents of the Great Exposition of particulars. Right. And another explanation, right, that you see in the text, right, is that they are called proponents of particulars because they propound the three times to be particulars of substances. Right. So in other words, they propound, you know, the past, present, and future, right, as, you know, instances of substances. Now, you know, this is actually one, you know, of the eight, you know, difficult points, you know, of the middle way consequent school, right, the Madhyamaka Prasangika school. Right, so in the middle way consequent school, right, there is a presentation called the eight unique tenets, or the eight difficult points, right, that, you know, have to do, you know, with, you know, settling difficult, you know, assertions, right, in the various tenets, right. So this existence of a self-knower, right, is one of the eight, you know, difficult points, right, and then, you know, the positing, right, of the three times, right, is another difficult point, right. So these can be found, right, in this particular presentation of the eight difficult points. Right, so all these points, right, really, you know, come down to how a school, you know, asserts emptiness, how it presents the two truths. Right. So we have to examine, right, how conventional truths exist, how do conventional phenomena exist. Right. So based on that, we are able to arrive you know, at this conclusion of emptiness. We are able to settle upon the view of emptiness.
Clear, yeah? If you got idea, it's okay. That the name of Mangazogi, Chita Mongagi, Dushigda, that Tambo, that Jibadin, Ani, Tangazogi, Jibeja, Chiba Najigi, I don't want to teach like monk, you know. We just main point here, bro. Then the name of Mangazo, Yobas, kind of talking about easiest. Easiest. You know? You know why they interpret easiest? Old school interpret easiest. Do you know interpret what I say, yeah? Interfere. Yeah, Mangazo got a tamala. Interfere.
Din debate, Maraba. Kaisena din tawa mitumbara.
Oh, debate. Why they do debate? Why they talking about easies? No easies. They easies. Why they talking about easies very in detail? What kind of method they're talking about? Easies. I just mentioned, yeah? Here they're talking about easies, yeah? Why they're talking about easies? Why they do debate about easies? Why they interfere? Why they interfere about easies? We don't have to interfere easies, whether easies or no easies, you know? If easies, easies. If no easies, no easies, you know? Just like this. Why we interfere? Judo jelo, judo jelo.
Begin on. Interfere means to get in the way of something.
Yeah, why they do debate? Okay, that's just like this. Why they do debate? About ISIS. Yeah. Yeah, because they have different views of about ISIS, okay? Why the kind of this method to talking about easy view of about easy is kind of method to understand, because you have to search emptiness on something which things exist or not exist, how they exist, you know. In middle school, how they, what do you say, how do they explain emptiness? Before explaining emptiness, they check how those things exist, analyze how those things exist. Yeah, that's why they're talking those things, you know, exist. Here, exist first, they say, mubo. Mubo, then yoba, shija. Usually, this in Tibetan term is very clear, you know. Mubo. Mubo here in English, mubo means thing. Thing. Huh? Thing, yeah? Functional thing, yeah? Then you think every exists. Every phenomena are a thing or not thing. What do you think? Because in English term, is thing is kind of something external, object, kind of something, object, you know. In Tibetan term here, usually they ngaso ngopo slabdu sambalaya kanda. Pokye ginalo ngopo slabdu sambalaya ngos yobaji, takaron yobaji le ngopo skorda, chetama dishi de la. Rajanje. Ngaso ngopo, ngopo slabdu sambalaya kanda, ngos yoba. Kanda explicit do you call that kanda? Ngos yoba.
Lesson.
Oh, then do you like? Things load sambalaya. Also, kanda object do you like? Ko cheda baji, jalan do you ko cheda baji. Ani ko ngos in desi jabi zon do you dende chag doa. Kanda ngopus load sambalaya. Kanda ngopus load sambalaya. Ngos yoba jilaya. Things load sambalaya. Kari ina ngos yoba jilaya. Ngopu slow this. Then in the Takanda, Chitama, Ngopu Yoba, Shijas, and Takanda, Kusama Chiba Rezro, Takanda, Tani and Dagmare. Shijas slow to Zambale, Shibag, how could you choose to some? Shija Rez. That the she owns Zambale, Ngopu slow to Zambale, Tachitama, Ngopu, the Dabi Ngopu, Madabi Ngopu, and that. That does some of the Mala Tuta Jembagi Dabi Ngopu and Kelly and Womarda. That's it. Discussion chain ko chia yo res ro da chna yu ko ngu bo yu ba shi ja da ba sin mo bu jin di na lo leg do tin za di na lo she ba na jin gi su su le ya sam su na lo le ya dan shi ngu bo zam blin ji ne di an zam blin di na lo le ya an shi ngu bo to ne ko gi di na lo she ba de tem ba kar do ma tem ba kar do di to ne chona son da ba ina a di leg res ro Tentu saja soalnya matang bayi na, tadi ngopo, yoba sebab lepas na, ane tiga kali kau dah.
So moving on to the next section, we have the fourth section, way of asserting things. The definition of thing is that which is able to perform a function. Thing, existent, and object of knowledge are equivalent. Right, there are two types of things. Permanent things and impermanent things. Now the word for thing in Tibetan is ngobo. However, the English translation doesn't really capture, idea, right, that is conveyed, you know, by the Tibetan word ngobo. Right, so the Tibetan word ngobo actually gives the sense of something that really exists, right? Something that exists explicitly. So when you see the term, you know, ngopo in Tibetan, you would think you're talking about something that really exists, right? Some kind of phenomenon that actually exists. Right? The English translation thing, right, makes you think of an object, right? right? So yeah, perhaps you can think in terms of, you know, the idea conveyed by the Tibetan term, right, which is, you know, something that really exists. Right, and it is stated that the three terms are equivalent: thing, existent, and object of knowledge are equivalent. Right, so in other words, they are labels, right, for different labels for the same kind of phenomenon. Right, thing, existent, and object of knowledge are equivalent. Right, and here in this school there is assertion, right, of two types of things. Right, there are permanent things and impermanent things. Now, the higher schools, right, will not agree with this kind of division, right, because they say that if something is a thing, right, a mobile, it has to be impermanent. Right? So in other words, there is no such thing as an impermanent thing. Right? So they would not assert, right, the first of these two divisions of things that is stated here, right, as an assertion of the Great Exposition School. Right, and here we have all these terms, right, and you should try to form, right, some kind of rough idea about what they refer to. Right? So we're not really into, you know, a detailed, you know, argumentation, you know, of you know, their precise meanings, right? So think about, you know, how things exist in the world, right? And then, you know, try to reflect upon, right, you know, the significance, you know, of saying that something exists, right? Something is an object of knowledge, you know, something, you know, really exists and so on, right? So in that way, you will have, you know, some kind of concept, right, regarding, you know, what all these divisions and terms refer to.
Okay, now maybe we time. Okay, as a time, here we're talking about lots of kind of different terms of easies, you know. Easies, you have to think how Buddhists explain how to explain things exist, and how kind of scientists explain things exist. You know, that's why we usually have in India conference with Buddhists and Western scientists. You know, they talk about, oh, they have kind of different idea about things exist things, and we have kind of different idea about existing things, how they exist. You think, okay, because, oh, how they exist is not, because just like example, okay, if carpenter, just like example, person who build house, you know, when they see house, they know, they have idea, oh, first this, or foundation, then second put something, pillar, just kind of all idea they have when they see house. You know? Just like us, person who don't know how to build house, we just see house, our things. We don't have any about house, you know? Just like this. Here we talk about lot of things about exist, or lots of things, you know? But we don't have idea. We say just exist. We just see like this floor, but we don't know idea how this floor start to establish, how start to come in this world, you know? We don't have idea. Just like we say, oh, emptiness, conventional, ultimate truth, lots of things. But in Buddhist, they have different way to explain things, how exist. If you do research, if you think, you get idea how they exist, even table. You know, this kind of idea is method to analyze about emptiness, understanding emptiness. You know, those all. You know, That's why you have to think how those old things exist. Different way of scientists or people build house, you know. That's how you get idea thing, you know. You have to build your idea, you know. Try to build your idea or try to become your idea logical. No, our idea is no logical, just surface. That's why we have lots of wrong thinking, you know. You think your way is best. Whatever you think your way is best. Okay, if something wrong, other people, blah, 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 this way is wrong. Okay, my way is right. We cannot analyze other people positive, you know, positive actions or doing something. That's why we don't have kind of logic idea. We don't have enough logic idea. That's why in monastery, they study topic class, 3 years topic class. Those class all are kind of build your idea become stronger. Build your idea become logical. Yeah? This is kind of a way to learn kind of those different terms. Yeah? Yeah, that's maybe. Okay, then here I think the class, maybe it's time. Yeah, okay, Chinese translator. Time is finished, okay? Time is finished also after we have Tibetan class. Main point, if you don't know all those terms, okay? But main point, you have to know how you are Buddhist. Okay? This you make sure. Then second, you have to know what is different between person who propound Buddhist tenet and Buddhist. Okay? Also, you have to know three jewel, you know? Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha. Not only this. No, enough. Oh, let's go Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha. No. If you don't have idea what I'm doing this, Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, if you really study those, then you get idea and then your prayer is very become reasonable. Okay? Your prayer will become very, what do we say? Efficient. Efficient, yeah? Efficient, do you know? You know, of course, I want to correct my English. Efficient. Your prayer will be efficient. Yeah? If you know something with prayer, if you really know about three jewel very clearly, like person who build house, when they see house, they already got idea, you know? If you study about three jewel, then when you pray, you got idea and your prayer will become efficient, meaningful. Okay? That's why then you have to know about three jewel, okay? Then, also, if you don't know kind of those old division of Webashiga, but you have to know idea about Webashiga. What does Webashiga mean? What is his view? What kind of he has different view from other school? Yeah? We talk his view is he denied self-knowledge, but he established or easy external things, yeah? Ultimate, external things are ultimate truth or something, yeah? He accept. Okay? This is his view. You have to know his view. If you don't have time to study kind of those division, is okay. Even I don't know those division. I'm not clear. That's why I make sure, you know. Even we monks not sure those division is complicated, you know. But you just get idea, main point, you know. Then second, we talk about lots of kind of existing, permanent, impermanent. Why are they talking about permanent, impermanent, yeah? Then also I forgot to review them. Last week we talk about Hinayana, Mahayana. Also we talk about what is different between Hinayana and person who propound Hinayana tenet. You know? then what is different between Mahayana and person who propound Mahayana tenet? We say, oh, you are Hinayana practice or Mahayana practice? Who? Because we are not sure ourselves, you know? How long we practice, you know? Is it, I'm Hinayana, somebody say, I'm Mahayana. They just follow, you know? How you are Mahayana? What does Maha mean? Maha is kind of, is a, what do we say, big, you know? Mahatma Gandhi. Big what? Big responsibility, you know? Because it's okay, you know. What Mahayana, Hinayana, you know? Somebody say, well, I'm Mahayana. I'm Mahayana. You know, some people, how you are Mahayana? No answer. I'm a bad Hinayana. How? No answer. That's, you know? That's what we have to know. Mahayana, Hinayana, person who propound Mahayana tenets, person who propound Hinayana tenets. This all is summarized class. Few days, you know? This you have to bring caution when you come back next class about those. Okay, then please, sorry. Too much. Okay. Okay. Where Ajahn-ji? You don't say it's okay. Ajahn-ji.
Lal Mishi.
Ani, tadari dune jaja ro Ajahn-ji.
Lasa, lasa.
Oh, ani, ngasu jila ya, ani, jima dunta dala jiwa Ajahn-ji.
Lasa,
Mishi, tu chen. Tu chen Ajahn-ji, oh.
Ya, ya.
Oh, lasa.
Sushan ya bo, ya bo chung song.
Lasa, tu chen Ajahn-ji, oh. Ani jil jiwa.
Lasa.
Lasa, tu chen, oh.
Chen chan.
Lasa, tu chen. Okay. Okay, thank you. Then we do dedication. First, we do dedication?
Regarding tenets.
Okay, oh, sure.
Okay, we know we have four different levels of tenets,
right? Oh.
Today we talk about the first level of tenets.
Yeah.
If the Buddha practitioner, he approved the first level of tenets. And then we say, Jitao Po, the basic three paths. Means this Buddha practitioner even improved the first level of attendance. Does that mean he understands? Does that mean he understands? Even if he only approved the first level of attendance, does that mean he understands the conventional truth?
Buddha? No, it's a kind of those kind of tenet level, you know? First, second, tenet, yeah? Just like is kind of level, you know. First, when you study, you know. When you study English, first when you study English, yeah, you cannot get in level two. Maybe she teaches Chinese in school over there. Okay. When you... Yeah, just... This is really kind of... We talk about middle stage, you know. It's middle stage and small scope, middle stage. This is very different. It's very different. This is already getting there, but this talking about different intellectual, intelligent, talking about. Here, this level, 10th level, is kind of process to learning Dhamma. First process to learning Dhamma, you know. Middle, small scope, middle scope, high scope is, they already got in there. They already got idea. You know, they, yeah, what got on our idea. Now they really show action, try to come out from samsara. You know, they really action. Yeah, this is a kind of, yeah. 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 Yeah.
Does that mean he already know?
Yeah, he already know because, yeah, that's everything, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he already know, yeah, that's.
Okay.
Yeah. You got it.
I want to clarify the concept.
Yeah, usually, yeah, this is different, okay. Actually, here is tenet, first, second is kind of process of learning. Because when you study English, you cannot get in level two. First, you have to study from level one, you know? You have to start from A, B, C, D, B, G. Now we study just like jump over the Yamantaka or some other teaching, something Lamrim, some, you know? Mm-hmm. First, we have to learn kind of like A, B, C, D. Then you have to, after you pass A, B, C, D, pre-level, you know this?
I know.
Then you're level one.
What about second
then
level?
Level two. Then level three.
Okay, first level is Arahant, right?
Yeah.
Second level is what? Yanjie, Dujue, ma? Second level?
Yeah, this is kind of this level, yeah. This is kind of this level, how to get idea to study Dhamma, to learn Dhamma, yeah.
According to a lot of the... according to a lot of a great textbook or sutra says, if you to the second level, even there's no Buddha in the world, you just study textbooks or sutra, you can understand. You don't need any teachers. I don't know. That's what a textbook
says.
No, Lama Tsongkhapa also said that in his textbook too.
Yeah. I didn't see this.
Yanjie means... his wisdom already to a level means even nobody teach him, he can understand by himself what it really means, says in the textbooks or the sutra.
Yeah.
所以叫做独觉嘛, 独自可以觉悟嘛, he can
先念一面面读那个下个礼拜的那个功课,
I want to clarify the 410 of the level. It's very important.
Yeah,
that's what you said. Very important.
下个礼拜参加的时候，你带有些问题，那个今天的。
That's Lama Tsongkhapa says in his Ru Zhongrun. He says.
Yeah, 这个是你的功课。下个礼拜带有些问题，今天的功课。 Yeah, ask him bring some question for today's class. Okay, huh? Okay. Okay.
哦，刚才那个国语应该的，闽南的王马林主任的，今天是王定真教授，下面是第八的丁主任的，给王的认得到，老马上进入进的，多话几讲。